short story, The Great Resistance. When Salman Khan, the superstar of Indian movies, was once again in prison for shooting a deer or two, we were old enough to understand what was right or wrong. We all argued with mom about the laws of our country. When a man is killed in India in broad daylight, the murderers are never caught, never imprisoned, never punished. Why should our great hero be punished for killing some animals, and that too long back? Why is he imprisoned so many times? This was beyond our rational minds. Mom kept quiet. She knew well enough that all the three of us were rebels and would not care for her moral teachings. And then suddenly in the night there was no electricity and we could neither study nor play any games. And it was too early to go to sleep. So we requested mom to tell us her story, and this is what she told us. There is a small village called Khejali in Jodhpur, Rajasthan. The name of the village is derived from the Khejali trees, Prosopis cineraria, which were abundant in the village. These trees are considered sacred by the Bishnoi community that lived in this village and in the other nearby villages of Jodhpur, Rajasthan. In 1726 AD, Maharana Abhay Singh granted the estate of Khejali to Thakur Suraj Singh. In September 1731, some people say it was 1730, but surely it was a Tuesday, a Black Tuesday, a royal party led by Girdhar Bhandari, a minister of Maharaja of Marwar, arrived at the village of Khejali with the instructions of the Maharaja to fell some trees. The Maharaja wanted a new palace to be built and the Khejali trees were to be burnt to produce lime for the construction of a new palace. There was a lot of greenery in the Bishnoi villages in spite of their being in the middle of the Thar desert. This was the reason that the Maharaja had ordered his men to get the wood from the Khejali trees. A local woman called Amrita Devi Bishnoi heard the noises outside and protested against the trees falling. The trees and animals were sacred to them. The men assured her that they would not cut a single tree if she bribed them. She refused to bribe and said, "If a tree is saved even at the cost of one's head, it is worth it." The axes which were brought to cut the trees severed her head. Her three daughters, Asu, Ratni and Bhagu, were also killed. The news of these four killings spread and a meeting of 83 Bishnoi villages took place. It was decided that one Bishnoi volunteer would sacrifice his life to protect a tree. Older people came to hug the trees and were killed by Bhandari's men. Bhandari and his men started taunting the Bishnois that they were sacrificing old men as they were useless to their society. Hearing these taunts, young men, women and children came forward and followed the example of the old. In total, 363 Bishnois were killed, old and young, men and women, married and unmarried, rich and poor, became martyrs. Bhandari left the scene in great shock and narrated the whole story to the Maharaja. After hearing of so many killings, the Maharaja ordered that cutting of green trees and hunting of animals within the boundaries of Bishnoi villages was strictly prohibited. Mom sighed at the end of the story and told us to remember the story as the first resistant movement to save the environment. She also told us that this was not a cooked story, but real history from the past of Rajasthan. None of us could sleep after hearing this great story of resistance.